This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Why? Because we want to understand the noble Quran. We want to understand the sunnah of our Habib, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've understood that Arabic in reality is the language of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 23 of book 2, walhamdulillah. In this majlis, we move on to lesson number 24. Lesson number 24, a very short lesson, inshaAllah. What does it summarize? It summarizes all the number forms that we've already covered so far in these lessons, walhamdulillah. From the time we were in book 1 up to this point, every number, every type of form of number that we've come across, we will revise them now in this lesson, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We will remind ourselves with regards to the rules that we have learned, walhamdulillah. And so it's a revision lesson with regards to al-adad. Al-adad, adad meaning numbers, insha'Allah. So if we open up, we find that the author states, طالبٌ واحدٌ, طالبٌ واحدٌ, one student. What if it's a female student? طالبةٌ واحدةٌ, طالبةٌ واحدةٌ. Notice, واحدٌ and واحدةٌ, they came after that which was being counted. And they came as an adjective. Similarly with regards to two. طالباني إثناني. إثناني came after طالباني. And with regards to two female students, طالبتاني إثنتاني. Take note. واحد and إثناني, they came after whatever was being counted and they came in the form of an adjective describing word. واحدة and إثنتاني, the same inshaAllah. So the rule is what? The rule is that with regards to 1 and 2, the number is in agreement with the ma'dud, with what is being counted. Whatever is being counted is masculine, the number will be masculine. Whatever is being counted is feminine, the number will be feminine. And the number comes after the ma'dud and it agrees with the ma'dud in all respects. I mean, here it is coming in the form of an adjective, and so it agrees with the item being counted in all respects, insha'Allah. Remember that. With regards to 1 and 2, they agree with the ma'dud. طالبٌ واحدٌ, طالبةٌ واحدةٌ, طالباني إثناني, طالبتاني إثنتاني. Technically, when we say طالباني, we don't need to say إثناني, because it's understood from طالباني that it means two students. طالبتاني, it's understood that it means two female students, walhamdulillah. But from 3 to 10, this is when we work on the opposites, insha'Allah, work on the opposites with regards to the number. If what is being counted is masculine, our number will be feminine. If what's being counted is feminine, our number will be masculine, insha'Allah. Let's see. ثلاثة طلابٍ feminine. ثلاث طالباتٍ. So with regards to the adad, the number, it works on the opposites. It works on the opposites. And take note, with regards to the ma'dud, what is being counted, it's in the plural form. And it is majrurified. It is mudafun ilay. It is in the form of majrur. It is kasrafied, insha'Allah. Let's read. ثلاثة طلاب ثلاث طالبات أربعة طلاب أربع طالبات خمسة طلاب خمس طالبات ستة طلاب ست طالبات سبعة طلاب سبع طالبات ثمانية طلاب ثماني طالبات تسعة طلاب تسع طالبات عشرة طلاب عشر طالبات والحمد لله. We've covered 1 to 10. 1 and 2 agree with what's being counted. 3 to 10 work on the opposites, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Let's look at number 11 and 12. Number 11 and 12 will be just like 1 and 2 in that they will agree, insha'Allah. Let's see. Ahada ashara taliban. We are counting 11. We are counting 11 students. Ahada ashara taliban. Ahada ashara taliban. Taliban is masculine and our number ahada ashara also masculine. But take note here. Now when it comes to 11 and above, our ma'dud, what we've been counted, what we're counting, is no longer in the plural form. It's in the singular form. Ahada ashara taliban. Not ahada ashara tulaban. No. Ahada ashara taliban. Feminine. Ihda ashrata talibatan. Ihda ashrata talibatan. Ithna ashara taliban. Ithnata ashrata talibatan. 11 and 12. Agree with the ma'dud, insha'Allah. And then as for the ma'dud itself, it's in the singular form and it's mansub. Singular form and it is mansub. 13. Thalathata ashara taliban. Operating on the opposites. Taliban masculine. So now we have thalathata. 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 Feminine. Thalathata ashara taliban. Thalatha ashara talibatan. 14. Arba'ata ashara taliban. Arba'a ashrata talibatan. Khamsata ashara taliban. Khamsa ashrata talibatan. Please read with us, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Sittata ashara taliban. Sitta ashrata talibatan. Sab'ata ashara taliban. سبعة عشرة طالبة ثمانية عشرة طالبا ثمانية عشرة طالبة تسعة عشرة طالبا تسعة عشرة طالبة. And then it changes at 20. عشرون طالبا عشرون طالبا and عشرون طالبة والحمد لله. When it comes to 30, 40, 50, 20, etc., here the gender is not affected. 20 طالباً, 20 طالبةً, walhamdulillah, mashallah, excellent. So we saw from 13 to 20, 13 to 19 rather, we operate on the opposites, insha'Allah, and we apply the same rule with regards to all numbers after that. For example, 21. واحد وعشرون طالبا واحد agrees with طالبا in gender واحد وعشرون طالبا إحدى وعشرون طالبة إثنان وعشرون طالبا إثنتان وعشرون طالبة. Then the opposites. ثلاثة وعشرون طالبا ثلاث وعشرون طالبة أربعة وعشرون طالبا أربع وعشرون طالبة خمسة وعشرون طالبا خمس وعشرون طالبة ستة وعشرون طالبا ست وعشرون طالبة سبعة وعشرون طالبا سبع وعشرون طالبة ثمانية وعشرون طالبا ثمان وعشرون طالبة. With regards to number 8, We will learn more about this in book 3, insha'Allah. 29 طالباً 29 طالبةً والحمد لله. Then 30 طالباً 30 طالبة 40 طالبا 40 طالبة 50 طالبا 50 طالبة 60 طالبا 60 طالبة 70 طالبا 70 طالبة 80 طالبا 80 طالبة 90 طالبا 90 طالبة. Excellent. والحمد لله. And then 100 100 طالب. Look different. مئة طالب، مئة طالب مضاف مضاف إليه، مئة طالب، مئة طالبة، مئة طالب، مئة طالبة. So the rule here is that with regards to the معدود, whatever we are counting, when it's 3 to 10, when it's 3 to 10, it's in the plural form and then it's مجرور. أربعة طلاب plural مجرور. Then from 11 to 99, it's in the singular form and it's mansoob. Sab'ata ashara taliban. And then 100,000, etc., that's when it goes in the singular form and it becomes majroor. Mi'atu talibin, mi'atu talibatin, mi'atu talibin wa mi'atu talibin wa talibun. 101. Mi'atu talibin wa talibun. 100 students and a student. مئة طالبة وطالبة. 100 students and a student. مئة طالب وطالبان. 100 students and 2 students. مئة طالبة وطالبتان. 102 students. مئة وثلاثة طلاب. Take note. مئة 100. وثلاثة طلاب, just like how we've already learned. وثلاثة طلاب and 3 students. مئة وثلاث طالبات. مئة وأربعة طلاب. 104 students. مئة وأربع طالبات. مئة وخمسة طلاب. مئة وخمس طالبات. مئة وستة طلاب. مئة وست طالبات. Continues like that. Let's move to 110. مئة وعشرة طلاب. مئة وعشر طالبات. Excellent. Then مئة وأحد عشر طالبا. 111. مئة وأحد عشر طالبا. مئة وإحدى عشرة طالبة. We're just adding the word مئة and it's operating the same as we previously learned. مئتان. What's مئتان? مئتان means 200. Then when we have the معدود, when we have مئتان or we have ألفان, 2000, and we also mention the معدود, then what happens is we drop the ending. It becomes مئتا طالبين. مئتا طالبين, 200 students. مئتا طالبتين, 200 students. ثلاثمئة طالبين, 300 students. ثلاثمئة طالبتين, 400 students. أربعمئة طالبين. أربعمئة طالبتين. خمسمئة طالبين. خمسمئة طالبين. خمسمئة طالبتين. ستمئة طالبين. ستمئة طالبتين. سبعمئة طالب. سبعمئة طالبة. Doesn't change. ثمانمئة طالب. ثمانمئة طالب. And ثمانمئة طالبة. تسعمئة طالب. تسعمئة طالبة. والحمد لله. ألف طالب, just like 100. ألف طالبة. ألفاني, 200.
And same when we have, or rather 2000, 2000, Alfani, 2000. And if we mention the Ma'dood, then the Ma'dood becomes, the Ma'dood is majrurified, and the number, we drop the noon, inshaAllah. Alfa talibin, alfa talibatin. Thalathatu alafi talibin. 3,000 طالب 3,000 students. 3,000 طالبة 3,000 students, female students. 4,000 طالب 4,000 طالب 5,000 طالب 5,000 طالبة 6,000 طالب 6,000 طالبة 7,000 طالب 7,000 طالبة 8,000 طالب 8,000 طالبة. And it continues like that. Let's move to 20,000. 20,000 طالب 20,000 طالب 20,000 طالبة 30,000 طالب 30,000 طالبة 40,000 طالب 40,000 طالبة 50,000 طالب 50,000 طالبة ما شاء الله 100,000 طالب 100,000 100,000 طالبة 200,000 طالب 200,000 200,000 طالبة 300,000 طالب 300,000 students 400,000 طالب 400,000 طالبة. Let's read this number 6,543. 43. So we begin the opposite. We begin at the end. 43. 43. و500 و6,000 ريال و6,000 ريال and 6,000 riyals. Riyal is still masculine, and so our numbers were feminine. Now let's see if we're counting something feminine. Rubiya. 3,000 روبية 43 و500 and 543 و6,000 and 6,000 روبية والحمد لله. Then they give us the rules, inshallah, أحوال العدد, the different states of the number. العددان واحد واثنان, the two numbers 1 and 2, على وفق المعدود, they agree with what's been counted, they agree with the معدود, they match the معدود. Number 2, الأعداد من ثلاثة إلى عشرة, the numbers from 3 to 10, على عكس المعدود, are the opposite of the item counted, opposite of the معدود. العددان أحد عشر واثنى عشر, the two numbers 11 and 12. الجزآن على وفق المعدود, the two parts are in agreement with the معدود. الجزآن على وفق المعدود are in agreement with the item being counted. الأعداد من ثلاثة عشر إلى تسعة عشر, from 13 from 13 to 19. الجزء الأول على عكس المعدود, the first part of the number is in the opposite of what's been counted, and the second part is in agreement, it matches. As for the معدود, what's been counted, from 3 to 10, example طلاب, it is plural and it is majrurified, kasrafied. From 11 to 99, it's like طالبان, it is singular and mansub. 100, 1,000, 3,000, 10,000, طالبين, it is singular and it's مجرور, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. With that, we have completed lesson number 24, short lesson, revision with regards to all of the numbers.
that we've already taken. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. And so, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we move on to lesson number 25, inshallah. Let's read the passage. But before that, what will we be covering in lesson number 25? Lesson number 25, we've already been introduced to Kana. Kana, we were introduced to Kana in lesson number 6. What does Kana mean? Kana means, it was or he was. Kana al-ma'u baridan. The water was cold. Al-ma'u baridun. Originally, put kana in front. Kana al-ma'u baridan. We say that al-ma'u is what we call ism kana. It's marfu'. And the khabar kana, it is mansub. It has the fatha, masha'Allah. Kana al-ma'u baridan. Kana al-jawu jamilan. The weather was beautiful. كَانَ الْجَوُّ جَمِيلًا كَانَ الْجَوُّ جَمِيلًا So the opposite of إِنَّ. إِنَّ makes the word after it mansub. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ Whereas كَانَ the opposite. كَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ Opposite with كَانَ. كَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا etc. جميل. But if for example, our khabar, if it's like a preposition, fil fasli, then it remains unchanged. Example, كان المدرس في الفصل. Here we cannot mansubify fil fasli, so it remains unchanged. كان المدرس في الفصل. We will also cover in this lesson a sister of كان. لا يزال. لا يزال. He is still. He is still. لا يزال بلال. مريضاً لا يزال بلال مريضاً بلال is still sick. So originally we had بلال مريض بلال مريض بلال is sick. لا يزال بلال مريضاً بلال is still sick. بلال is still sick. We've already learned about قبل and بعد. بعد المسجد قبل الأذان قبل الصلاة قبل الفجر etc. We know that walhamdulillah. But just to remember, if we do not mention the mudafun ilay, if the mudafun ilay is left out, then it is قبلو and it is بعدو. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. So the mudafun ilay is left out. So we don't say بعد الصلاة and قبل الفجر with the fatha etc. Here it can take a dhamma inshallah because there's no mudafun ilay mentioned. We will also learn about diptotes and some of their plurals inshallah. Words which are diptotes in the plural form. مريضٌ sick. But in its plural form it is مرضى diptote. أسيرٌ prisoner. In its plural form, it is asra. That's a diptote. Ahmaq. You know somebody who's an idiot. Plural, hamqa. That word hamqa is a diptote, whereas the singular is not. Qatilun. The one who's killed. Qatilun. Qatla. Qatla is the plural, and that plural there is a diptote, insha'Allah. Let's read the passage, bi'ithnillahi, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. الدرس الخامس والعشرون المدرس أين أنور يا عمر أين أنور يا عمر لا أدري I don't know where's أنور أو عمر I don't know لا أدري لا أدري لا أدري means I don't know أدري means I know لا أدري I don't know رأيته قبل قليل I saw him a short while ago قبل قليل كان واقفا كان واقفا كان واقفا he was standing خارج الفصل كان واقفا خارج الفصل كان واقفا خارج الفصل you might ask well didn't we just learn after كان the ism كان it will be مرفوع form كان then something and then will be منصوب yes but in this sentence here the ism kana is mustatir. It's not mentioned.
Huwa, it's not mentioned. We're talking about, let's say we mention the guy's name, then we would say, kana anwaru waqifan. But we didn't mention his name, right? It's understood. Kana anwaru waqifan. It's understood. Kana anwaru waqifan. Kharij al-fasli. He was standing outside the classroom. Al-mudarrisu. Kayfa halu ammarin al-ana ya sa'adu. How is Ammar now, O Sa'ad? Kana maridan. He was sick. Same story here. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Ammar. Kana ammarun maridan. If we want to mention his name. Kana ammarun maridan. Mundu usbu'in. Since a week. Sa'ad says, la yazalu maridan. He is still sick. La yazalu maridan. Sister of Kana. La yazalu. La yazalu. Ammarun maridan. If we had to mention his name, la yazalu ammarun maridan. La yazalu ammarun maridan. Ya fadilat al-shaykhi. Sami'tu annahu yuridu. I heard that he wants. An yatruka al-mustashfa. He wants to leave the hospital. Taraka yatruku means to leave. An yatruka al-mustashfa. After an yatruka al-mustashfa. Wa yarji'a. An yatruka al-mustashfa. Wa yarji'u ila baytihi. Wa yarji'u ila baytihi. I heard that he wants to leave the hospital. Wa yarji'u ila baytihi. And return to his home. Asahihun hada. Is this correct? Is this true? Sa'ad says, la, hada ghayru sahihin. Hada ghayru sahihin. This is not true. Mada ya'malu abuka ya Ibrahimu? Mada ya'malu abuka ya Ibrahimu? What does your father do, O Ibrahim? Sami'tu annahu wazirun. Sami'tu annahu wazirun. I heard that he is a minister. Kana waziran. Kana waziran. He was a minister qabla sanatini, 2 years ago. Kana abi waziran. My father was a minister qabla sanatini. Wahuwa al-ana safirun. And he is now an ambassador. Wamada ya'malu abuka ya Amr? What does your father do, O Amr? Qala li ahadu zumalaika, said to me one of your colleagues, innahu mudarrisun, that indeed he is a teacher. Amr says, kana mudarrisan, he was a teacher. Kana mudarrisan, same story again here. We're not mentioning the person's name. It's mustatir, it is understood. But remember, if we had to bring his name there, let's say for example, his name was Muhammad. Kana Muhammadun mudarrisan min qablu. Min qablu. He was a teacher before. وَهُوَ الْآنَ مُوَجِّهٌ. And he is now a muwajjih, a counselor. فِي الْمَدَارِسِ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. In the secondary schools. Muwajjih, he is a counselor. وَمَاذَا يَعْمَلُ أَبُوكَ يَا يَعْقُوبُ. What does your father do, O Yaqub? كَانَ شُرْطِيًّا. He was a policeman. شُرْطِيًّا. وَهُوَ الْآنَ مُتَقَاعِدُ. وَهُوَ الْآنَ مُتَقَاعِدُ. And he is now retired. متقاعد. He is now retired. يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. قُلْتَ لِي قَبْلَ ثَلَاثِ سَنَوَاتٍ. You said to me 3 years ago. قلت لي قبل ثلاث سنوات. You said to me before 3 years ago, or 3 years ago. إن أباك عميد. That indeed your father عميد كلية الهندسة. He is the dean of the faculty of engineering. أمتقاعد هو الآن. Is he now retired? لا لا يزال عميدا. La, la yazalu amidan. No, he is still the dean. Ya akhtaru, sami'tu anna akhaka. I heard that your brother, tabibun shahirun, is a famous doctor. Wa ya'tihi al-marda, and comes to him patients, sick people, min jami'i anha'i Pakistana, from all over Pakistan. Asahihun hadha, is this correct? نعم هذا صحيح يا فضيلة الشيخ يا فضيلة الشيخ يا عثمان اذهب إلى المكتبة go to the library وهات الجزء الثالث and bring volume 3 من لسان العربي of لسان العرب يا فضيلة الشيخ أظن أن لسان العربي معجم I think that لسان العرب is a dictionary نعم هو معجم كبير Yes, it is a dictionary في 20 جزءا في 20 جزءا in 20 volumes لمن هو يا فضيلة الشيخ By who is it, O فضيلة الشيخ هو لابن منظور It is by Ibn Manzoor يرجع عثمان عثمان returns المكتبة مغلقة الآن يا شيخ The library is closed now, O شيخ يقولون إنها كانت They say that it was مفتوحة It was open إلى أذان الظهر Until the أذان الظهر إلى أذان الظهر Until the أذان الظهر يا عباس قل لأخيك say to your brother الذي يدرس who is studying في السنة الثانية in the second year يأتيني should come to me he should come to me غدا he should come to me tomorrow سأقول له إن شاء الله I will say to him Inshallah, I will say to him, if Allah wills, walhamdulillah, mashallah, tabarakallah. Let's see if we can cover some of the questions, inshallah, at least exercise one, maybe exercise two, inshallah. Exercise one, comprehension questions. Aina kana anwaru waqifan? Aina kana anwaru waqifan? Aina kana anwaru waqifan? See? كان أنور واقفا كان أنور واقفا خارج الفصل كان أنور واقفا خارج الفصل correct أيريد عمار أن يترك المستشفى does عمار want to leave the hospital لا هو ما يريد أن يترك does he want to leave the hospital they said no that was not true so they said that was not true. أيريد عمار أن يترك المستشفى؟ لا. هو لا يريد أن يترك المستشفى. 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 He does not want to leave the hospital. Number three. من الذي أبوه سفير؟ Whose father is the ambassador? Whose father? Ibrahim. Huwa Ibrahimu. Huwa Ibrahimu. Number four. Man alladhi abuhu shurtiyun mutaqa'idun. And whose father is the retired policeman? Huwa Ya'qubu. Huwa Ya'qubu. Man dhahaba ila al-maktabati. Who went to the library? Uthmanu dhahaba ila al-maktabati. من ألف لسان العربي Who wrote لسان العرب ألفه ابن منظور ألفه ابن منظور رحمه الله تعالى في كم جزءا هو In how many volumes is it هو في 20 جزءا هو في 20 جزءا أكانت المكتبة مفتوحة أكانت المكتبة مفتوحة لا كانت مغلقة No, it was closed. Exercise number two. Add كان to the following sentences. حامد مريض الآن. كان حامد مريضا أمسي كان حامد مريضا أمسي زينب طالبة كانت زينب طالبة الماء بارد كان الماء باردا
الباب مفتوح كان الباب مفتوحا النافذة مغلقة كانت النافذة مغلقة كانت النافذة مغلقة مغلقة كانت النافذة مغلقة هشام مدرس كان هشام مدرسا الرجل نصراني كان الرجل نصرانيا الجو بارد كان الجو باردا المدير جالس في غرفته كان المدير جالسا في غرفته هذه الساعة رخيصة هذه الساعة رخيصة كانت هذه الساعة رخيصة كانت هذه الساعة رخيصة عمر رجل غني كان عمر رجلا غنيا and the last one عمنا مدير مدرسة عمنا مدير مدرسة كان عمنا مدير مدرسة كان عمنا مدير مدرسة مدير مدرسة مدير مدرسة كان عمنا مدير مدرسة excellent والحمد لله and they explain to us there حامد طالب we call this حامد the مبتدا our subject we call طالب our خبر our predicate our information then when we add كان كان حامد we call حامد now اسم كان كان حامد طالبا طالبا خبر كان اسم كان is مرفوع ضم فاعل and خبر كان is mansubi fa'id insha'Allah walhamdulillah ya abdallah ya amatallah we will stop the arabic there insha'Allah and we will continue from that point in our next majlis bi'idhnillahi ta'ala a prophetic hadith which in reality is a qa'ida is a maxim we find the famous hadith of the rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that innama ta'atu fil ma'ruf that obedience is in that which is permissible, that which is allowed. You're not allowed to obey somebody in that which is haram. We found the famous hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put somebody in charge of these companions who were out on a journey, and then there was some issue between them. So the Amir, he told them to gather the firewood together. They gathered it. And then he asked them to start a fire. They did so. Then he orders them to jump into it. And they said, no. He says, but didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to you people that you people should obey me? And so you are supposed to get into the fire. Eventually, when they come back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they complain about this Amir, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if they entered into that fire, they would not exit from it. And indeed, obedience is in accordance to the ma'roof, that which is permissible, that which is allowed. You're not allowed to obey somebody in that which is haram, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Allahu musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this is with regards to, you know, your father, with regards to your mother, with regards to the ruler, with regards to the mayor, with regards to anyone who has authority over you, that you obey them, obedience to them in that which is allowed, that which is permissible, walhamdulillah. But if they order you to do something which is haram, then there is no ta'a, there is no obedience to them in that which is haram. How can you be obedient to them in that which is haram? And then technically you are now disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu musta'an. And so as many a scholar has stated, let's say for example, the mother, she says to you that divorce your wife. And there's no issue with your wife. There's no problem with your wife. But your mother dislikes her because of whatever reason. If your mother is not justified in this matter, you do not have to obey your mother in this matter, and same with the father, etc. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, some words bi'idhnillahi ta'ala from our vocab, insha'Allah. We covered, for example, the word tajirun, businessman. We talked about taraka. Taraka means to leave. We continue. Mut'abun. Mut'abun, the brother says, I am very mut'abun. Mut'abun means I am tired, I am weary. You say to somebody, ta'al. Ta'al huna, come here. Ta'al means come here. Tufahun, an apple. Tilfazun, television. Tilfazun, television. Tilmidhun, student, pupil. Tilawatun, tilawatun, recitation. Tala yatlu, tuluwan, means to follow, to ensue. Tala means to follow or to ensue. Su'al, su'al is example. As-su'alu tali, the following question. Su'alu tali, following question. Tamma, tamaman, means to complete something or to become complete. Tamun, something which is complete. Walhamdulillah. Then, for example, we have the word atamma. Atamma means to complete something, to make something complete. Itmaman. Somebody says, for example, taba yatubu tawbatan, taba yatubu tawbatan. This is tawbah. When one repents, turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taba al-abdu ila Allah. The man has turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. Teen, what is teen? Teen is the fig, right? Teen. Teen is the watini wa zaytun, by the fig and the zaytun. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this is where we will end off this majlis. We ask Allah to grant us barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to protect the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us within our lifetimes a new dawn bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy, rahmah, and to forgive our mistakes. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.